Book 5. Good Sports. Written by Glenn McDougall.
It was halftime in the match between Parkdale and Northlands for the County Soccer League semifinal. The winner would play Jackson in the finals to be champion of Madison County. In the stands, the Parkdale and Northland supporters were going crazy, stamping their feet and yelling and chanting. As they waited to go back on, Tom and Zach were arguing. Again.
It was a mistake to take that free kick the way we did,
Zach shouted over the noise.
Well, we're still ahead, aren't we?
Said Tom.
No thanks to you. You're making some bad decisions,
said Zach.
Watch your mouth, Zach,
said Tom.
Make me,
said Zach.
Okay, I will,
shouted Tom, and he grabbed Zach by his shirt. The rest of the team rushed to pull them apart. They were used to this. It had happened too often this season. Coach Berra came running over.
Hey! Hey! No more of that or you'll be in big trouble. We're in the semifinal. You should be concentrating on your game, not fighting. What's the matter with you both?
He shouted. But Coach Berra knew very well what the matter was. Zach had been angry all season because Tom had been made captain instead of him. Zach was last season's top goal scorer, and he really felt that he deserved to be captain. Coach Berra had thought that Tom was more experienced and more popular, and would therefore be a better captain.
Zach doesn't have the experience. Although he's a brilliant player, he's not always great with people either,
Coach Berra explained to one of the other coaches. Coach Berra had made Zach the vice captain. Maybe that had been a bad idea, because now Zach felt he had the right to question Tom. Zach criticized and argued with every decision Tom made. At first, Tom had put up with it, because he understood why Zach felt bad, and he felt a little guilty. But Zach kept on doing it, even though Coach Berra had asked him not to. Tom never got used to it. By mid-season, the two had fought several times. The referee blew the whistle to call the players back onto the field.
You've got the lead. All you need to do now is either score one more or defend your lead really hard. Tom, it's your decision. Now get out there and make Parkdale proud,
said Coach Berra. In the stands, the friends were all there to support their team. But this time, they weren't all sitting together. Ben was sitting with Lucy, and Amy was sitting with Alex. Kat and Jay sat together because their friends were sitting with somebody else. Even though he knew it was impossible, Jay liked everything to stay the same. He was confused by the changes in their group.
I thought it was a lot more fun when we were all together. But actually, just being with Kat is fine. And she really loves soccer,
thought Jay.